I was swimming in the sea when I felt something grab me. I turned to face an octopus. It was dragging me into the darkest depths of an underwater cavern. When I woke up, I was in a cold, icy, wet place. I saw daylight in the distance and I staggered towards it. Outside, everything was different. Greener, much greener. I was in the middle of a frozen forest. I realized I was lost, unimaginably lost. So I knew that the only solution was to travel. So I did, onwards and onwards and onwards. After trudging forlornly through what seemed like forever, I saw a boy. He was a little younger than me, and he had wild, tangly hair with a shaggy moleskin overcoat. He gripped my arm and took me to meet his family. They looked quite ugly with brown, hairy skin and torn, baggy clothes. But they were good-natured and gave me some berries. The boy showed me around the camp. There were tents being made with wood and animal hide. An aroma of cooking food was in the air. I heard strange voices that I couldn't understand, except my new friend's name was Ung. It was a noisy, bustling camp with a huge, roaring campfire. Ung's people had no glass, no computers, and even no electricity. Everything they had was made of wood, stone, plant fibre and bone. I saw people gathering firewood and kindling. One terrifying evening, we heard a horn sounding in the distance. At that moment, several men picked up their spears and ran to see what was happening. Soundlessly, we sneaked forwards. Suddenly, a human charged out of darkness, followed by another tribe. Startled, we got back to the camp to warn the others. Everyone else picked up their spears and went to form a defense. But when we got there, there was no tribe to be seen. Back at the camp, we had a celebration. I joined in on the air trumpet. As days became nights, I discovered many things. One misty morning, when a thick blanket of fog covered the land, Ung took me to a sacred place. We travelled and travelled and travelled until my legs ached of tiredness. At last, we came to the gaping jaws of a cave. Ung struck flints together to light a torch. Wow! There were crystals everywhere. It took me a moment to realize they were just icicles. In the ripply reflection of the water, they looked like diamonds. Suddenly, I saw something move in the blackness. It was a giant sloth, a very rage giant sloth. At that petrifying moment, I felt the slimy, gripping tentacles of an octopus. They were dragging me further and further. I fought the octopus and broke free, gasping for breath. I found myself back in the sea. I swam to shore. When I woke up, the sloth had gone, and had too. In a dash, I sped away. The scenery felt different, greyer. Where are you? I yelled. No answer. I trudged away for quite a while, searching for him, but I never could spot him. Instead, I figured I was back home. Decades passed, and now I'm a historian. I'm still looking for the Stone Age tribe.